And who starts?
I start.
Bam.
I'm supposed to start right now?
No, it's your show. Do what you want.
I like your bam.
Whatever you feel comfortable with. Go whenever. Right now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sneaky Dragon. My name is David Dedrick.
Hi, I'm Ian Boothby.
And this is going to be a 50-minute long show this week.
Oh, I think we're... what a relief.
We are...
what an amazing relief.
We are talked out.
Yeah, last week...
I have nothing left to say.
Last week, our show is so long, it's still going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so quiet this week, my wife thought I was dead.
Oh, okay.
I had nothing left to say. I just didn't speak for the last 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, you sleep in an urn.
That's another clue.
Yeah.
I turn myself into ashes and sleep in an urn.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just this is me. Not everyone has my lifestyle.
Nope. So. That ashen lifestyle. I mean, you've always had that nice ashen skin.
That's right.
Now it's just going full ashes. Mm-hmm.
Full ash.
And why not?
Sure.
So, Dave.
It's like climbing to my ash hole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're starting with that? That's the first joke out of the park? Okay. That's it. If it's your
it was laying there.
You know, every show is someone's first episode.
Everyone's shoe
is someone's first exposure to us.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh, is that right?
And that's the first joke they've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the last.
No, I don't think so.
Yep.
I think they're like, I am right on board this show.
Are they?
This show is right up my particular alley.
It's right up their ash hole.
That's right.
Absolutely. Hi, everybody. Listen, this is our 151st show, so it's all downhill from here. Let's admit we peaked around episode 5. And from there, it's been a slow decline. And like a snowball, we've been getting bigger, faster, and just more disastrous. Anyway, it is a thank you for listening to the show today.
Yeah.
Dave, don't know if you feel like talking about this, but there was something that happened earlier today.
Yeah.
In your family.
Yes.
Do you want to bring that up, or how do you feel?
Okay, maybe a little bit. I don't want to talk about it too much because it didn't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I am... what has that stopped me before? Invading other people's privacy and speaking out of turn.
This is why we have pseudonyms for people
in
your family.
That's right. Yes, my eldest daughter, Millis, was involved in a car accident this morning. So there's nothing more that you want as a parent than to get a phone call from your daughter at 7, about 10 after 7 in the morning, mm-hmm. 20 after 7. And she's been in a car accident. And she's crying.
Okay.
And you just want to give her a great big hug,
mm-hmm.
but you can't because you're so far away. So you're just trying to do a phone hug, but it's not as good. You know, the phone hug just doesn't work as well as the actual real physical hug. She's fine.
Okay.
I don't think it was a high speed accident. I think there was speed involved, but
right.
that they were both going, but it wasn't like highway speeds. It was two people driving on a regular city street, so maybe 50, 60 kilometers an hour.
Right. She wasn't Tokyo drifting.
She was not at the time.
Okay.
I hope, because that will certainly change the insurance corporation's view of who's to blame for this accident.
Well, most ICBC forms say no Tokyo drifting on the
Well, that's the first question they ask you after your name. Is they say, were you Tokyo drifting?
Right.
And what's very important is that you say no.
And then the other question they ask you, it's a bit of a trick question. They ask you, was Tokyo Drift a sequel or a prequel to the next film? And here's the thing.
Yeah, if you know it.
Well, there's the problem is there's a character in there who dies, and yet he's back in the next film, and you're like, what? But you know what? It's loosey-goosey with the timeline.
That's right. Just explain that to them, and then they stop listening to you faster than you can say asshole.
Absolutely. They just give you the money, and they get out. By the way, let me just say, that is some... Okay, here's the thing. That's some good dadding. Like when you hear we were in a car accident, and dad isn't mad, dad is comforting.
Yeah.
That's, people who are listening to this right now thinking about how would their dad react if you called and went, hey dad, the car is all smashed up. And it would be like, it wouldn't be loving father.
Is that right?
The response. I would say, yeah, okay. Let's throw that out there.
No, too. I wasn't. I
to
wasn't
a lot
mad.
Of our listeners,
okay.
yeah,
I
would
wasn't,
probably be mad dad.
I wasn't mad. Because accidents happen. I've had car accidents. And accidents happen.
There was one recently, right? Because you got a new car. Because there was a...
That's right. That was about a year ago. So
that's
pretty recent.
Within
okay.
a year, there's been two major car accidents.
That's right. And this was kind of not absolutely similar. In my case, it was someone who just was ignoring the fact that they had a red light and decided to see if they could drive through my car,
mm-hmm.
which actually is not possible to do. Despite quantum physics, the atoms in my car are not quite as I guess, as spread out as he thought they were.
Well, now, what if it was a ghost car?
If it was a ghost car, then a policeman hit me.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I would have been arrested. Yeah, I would have been arrested for drunk driving.
Fair enough.
I would have been knocked unconscious and had alcohol poured on me.
So we don't know a lot of the circumstances, but your daughter's okay.
Yeah.
It's still stressful.
It sounds like it wasn't her fault. It sounds like the person who was turning turned into her. So she was going straight through the intersection, and the car turned and hit the side of her car, because their damage was to their hood of their car, or to the front end of their car, and the damage to her car was to the side where the front tire is. Unfortunately, the car she drives, although it was a nice car, it was a 98 Dodge Durango, which I loved that car. I loved to drive that car. It had a Hemi engine in it, so it could go like stink. Like when you went onto the freeway, you knew you were going on the freeway. It's one of those cars where you stepped on the gas and your head went back.
Yeah.
I love that feeling.
Let's not mention that to the ICBC.
No, we don't need to talk about the ICBC. Yeah. But yeah, because when we were, originally we were going to sell it, because Lisa got a new Durango. Because the nice thing about a Durango is it's kind of like a fancy station wagon in that it's an SUV, so it has more prestige than a station wagon, yet it can seat 7. Which is nice, like a station wagon, right. Or maybe more than a station wagon. And also,
as Jay Leno used to say, for dinner.
Seat 7 for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the people eating dinner want to look out the back window, some of them have to look out the back. Well, that's okay.
Why not?
And
as
then
long
also,
as they don't look back in anger.
That's true.
Dave, don't look back in anger.
I never do.
Okay, good.
And then another nice thing is it can tow a horse trailer. So, you know, it's all around for us. So we replaced our 98 with a 2007. A few years back. And so we were going to sell the 98. And so I got it, cleaned it up, got it all looking nice and not really nice. And then I took it for a test drive just to make sure, you know, everything was working in order and the brakes were working. And I was driving and I was like, you know what? I'm not selling this car. I love this car. And also, I was trying to sell it on Craigslist. Have you ever tried to sell something on Craigslist?
No, not something.
Okay. You tried to sell someone on Craigslist? Let's just move on from that. So, how's your sister?
What's
sister?
With all the questions?
So, I haven't seen her for a while. The thing is, when I tried to sell it on Craigslist, the first thing that happened was, I was asking for $4,000, which was within like reasonable amount, like $4,500, because I wanted $4,000.
Yeah,
and that was a perfectly reasonable amount. I was getting offers of $500, and people were saying that's not a very good car. And at that time, I hadn't even got a picture up of it yet, so they didn't know what it looked like. And they're telling me it's not a very nice car. Listen, buddy, not only does that car have a Hemi engine in it, but the guy who had it before us, he put in a K&H air filter kind of system that's really nice. And he put aftermarket headers on it. Like, it sounds great, and it goes fast. Like, it's a good car. No. $500. But anyway, so, yeah, that was kind of frustrating. So that kind of turned me off the whole idea of selling it. So then when I took it for a drive, I was like, there's no need to sell this because we can just keep it for Millis. Like,
that
she
sounds,
can drive it.
Yeah, that sounds like the end of a Pixar movie. It's like a car that, you know, loves the family.
Yeah.
And the families were going to get rid of it. And then they go out for that one drive and the car proves itself. I got to prove myself. And the car proves itself and it goes, you know, family, we're keeping this car.
Yeah.
And then in the sequel, smashed to shit. And we're now in the sequel, sadly.
One thing my wife does... which Lisa does is, she kind of panics sometimes. And so if something needs to be done, we have to do it like right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good for some things, but bad for like buying a car where you should be more kind of, you know, take your time, be patient, look around, make sure things are good. And so she wanted a car right away. So we were like looking at cars totally inappropriate for our family, you know, like these Sunfires, which are like these super cheap, standard cars made by Pontiac, I think, or something like that. And they were for sale at a local body shop in Aldergrove because they had been involved in front-end collisions. And those cars are so cheap that when they're involved in a front-end collision and the airbag goes off, destroying the dashboard, it's a write-off.
Mm.
There's no point fixing the car. So they just sell them off to body shops. These guys get them, replace the dash, fix the dents in the front end, and then resell it for not that much. And so we were looking at that. And I was really dragging my heels on it. Like I was, but you know, being me, I was passive aggressively dragging my heels on it, which means not doing anything.
Okay.
So I was getting in trouble, you know, and getting Lisa mad. But then.
Doing the very subtle signal of nothing.
A very subtle signal, that's right.
Yeah. And why isn't she reading this?
I don't understand.
Yeah. Why isn't she reading this sign that's blank? What's wrong?
What's wrong with her?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, Professor Xavier, clue in.
So then she was driving through Aldergrove and she saw this beautiful hunter green Durango. And I've always loved those cars ever since they first came out, which was 98 when they first came out. And at that time, they were a smaller car built on the Dakota frame. And so instead of having like a whole frame for themselves, they just, instead of building a Toyota, or a, sorry, a Dakota on the frame, they put a Durango body on it. So it was kind of a small, compact SUV, but still could tow a horse trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Went like stink. Had a nice color, that really interesting front end that they did for the first couple of years. And so I saw that and I was like, ooh, I really like that car. So I went to the, this car lot in Alder Grove, took it for a test drive, said, I'll take it. And then he got a call. This is, he goes, that's the third call I've got since you took it out. He says, I think I priced it too low. It's too late. I'm taking it. So
nice.
So yeah, it served us very well. We got it about 2002.
Oh, okay. It's had a good run.
We've had it for a long time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I would say 12 years if my math is correct.
I think that's very good.
Okay.
That's very good math. So I'll be sad if it's a write-off, but I won't be surprised if it's a write-off. Because I almost said her name. Millis said the tire was bent. So it had been pushed in a bit. So that's often a sign. It might not be frame damage. It might just be the tire. And in that case, I don't think it would be that much to fix. But like with my Yaris, when I got smashed into, the whole back end of the car had been shifted over.
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't open the back door because the whole frame of the car was jammed over by the impact. Because that guy went through at like full speed into the side of the car. And I was lucky that I saw him because I sped up trying to get past him. But I did succeed in getting me and Phyllis was with me. And so it would have hit on her side of the car and it might have hit her.
Right.
Like right in the door. So that would have been terrible. Fortunately, that didn't happen.
Okay, so we're saying no more car accidents.
No more car accidents, please.
I'm probably going to be a witness in an accident case very shortly.
Well, you mentioned that you were filming at a park.
Yeah, we weren't actually filming. We were scouting.
We were scouting their location. Yeah.
Location, and then we saw someone get hit by a car.
Yeah,
very dramatically. And I keep getting calls from the lawyer for more information, and so yeah, I may have to go and do the old take the stand.
Yuck. Yeah.
I know you got to do it, but the courts make me nervous. Boy, don't courts make you nervous? Like the idea of like sitting in court or do you like that idea?
I do kind of like it.
You do kind of like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I do kind of like
it. Would you like
idea.
To be me?
That's right.
Could I Cyrano?
Now you've made me nervous.
Could I Cyrano de Bergerac this thing and have you do it? I don't know. I just feel like, I've been, I guess I've seen too many TV and film things, and they're going to give me an old twisty-roo and go like, Mr. Boothby, could you look in the back of the court? Yes. What do you see? I don't know, a young man? It's a young woman. This fellow is blind, and just all this shit. Is it not true, sir, that ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-bo, and you do not drive yourself, sir? And
I have a feeling it's going to be a lot more boring than that.
Probably. Maybe. I used to go to court. I used to like watching cases, because you could actually just
I think you're thinking of night court. I used to like to watch the TV show Night Court.
Ugh, no. I'm a big fan of Harry Anderson, so I was very pleased when Night Court was coming on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to be more like his character, Harry the Hat from Cheers. Was not.
Yeah.
Did not enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
The end.
It was no Cheers.
He was just a bit silly. I'm not even a big Cheers fan.
You're not
but
a big Cheers fan?
But I liked him because he came in and he was the con guy.
Yeah.
And he did magic tricks. And
oh, okay.
I liked that kind of comedy magic thing. And he used to be on Saturday Night Live quite a bit. He would go and do his... you know, really horror magic things and blood and disturbing and great,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, that's the best place to watch, I guess, in modern TV. A magician is like on Saturday Night Live because it's actually live and they can't screw around.
Yeah.
You can't fix it and post. No, sir. Someone yells, it's in his hat. And that's the end of that.
Isn't Cheers kind of interesting, though, because it's...
Oh, let's go back to Cheers.
Yeah, just because I think it was a pretty good sitcom. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot when I was younger.
Listen,
I stopped watching it, as I do with everything that I
enjoy. It ran for a long time.
Yeah. But it's interesting because it survived not one replacement, but two replacements of major characters, which is pretty interesting. Coach being replaced by Woody Harrelson.
Very similar character, though.
And then the Shelley Long character, Diane, being replaced by the other lady whose name is popped out of my head.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley, that's right.
Right. Do you think that meant that the Shelley Long character wasn't that important in the show?
I think she was very important in the show.
And when she was replaced by Kirstie Alley, what do you remember of... All right, here's what I'm going to say to you.
Yeah.
Kirstie Alley's character on the show, what was that character like? Now, Shelley Long's character, snob. She's a snob. And Ted Danson's, he's a slob.
Yes.
And the snob and the slob, those guys are falling in love.
Yeah.
This is never going to work. Bang, 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 bang. Fine. That all works. She leaves. Kirstie Alley shows up.
Yeah, but she's not a snob.
She's not. What's her character?
She's a business lady. She's the.
So what's her motivation? What's her comedic motivating force? What's her, deal?
Her thing was to put the, because Cheers, he loses the bar.
Okay.
And so it's bought by a company.
Mm-hmm.
So they allow him to stay there, but she has put in to oversee him and make it an efficient operation. So their conflict isn't a romantic, you know, sparks will fly. Theirs was a two people from different sides of like a business philosophy clashing.
To me,
so it was a bit different that way.
Here's my problem with it.
There's no problem.
Yeah, there's a huge problem. Here's the problem. Okay. In Cheers.
Yes. Everybody knows your name.
Yeah, that's very true. Do they? I don't know the name of like all the people in the background. What are their names? You don't know. Yeah. Well, then I guess your song's a fucking lie.
Okay, guy in the left with the glasses, mm-hmm. Steve. The guy beside him have glasses, but he was kind of balding and he had a mustache.
Yeah.
Bill. Then if you look to the other side of the bar, there was a guy, almost always wore a brown suit with a kind of an orangish tie.
Yeah.
That was Ralph.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, but the guy in the corner who was frantically masturbating, you very seldom saw him.
Ian.
What? Oh, what a horrible twist this has taken. Now, here's the thing about Cheers, the original cast. I'll tell you about it.
Let's take your reaction to that, sorry.
Yeah. The original group, everyone who was there, absolutely every one of them, was a real jerk. But with a little bit of a heart of gold underneath. Like, if you dug deep enough. But everyone's problem...
Even Norm was a jerk?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was a guy who should be home with his wife, and he's a big glutton, and he's drinking beers, and he's a lazy loaf.
Yeah.
You know? He's Dionysus or whatever. He's there. He's a jerk. Okay. You could like, go the seven deadly sins, and we could just play this out this way. But everyone's, you know, egomaniac with Cliff, you know, there. And, you know, the only person I guess would be Coach and Woody.
Yeah.
But they are the dumb innocent.
They're the naives, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So maybe those two...
Everybody take a drink?
Oh, because the sirens are going
by?
Sirens
are going by.
Okay.
I'm going to take a drink.
Everyone's got the broad comedic... problem. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Now Kirstie Alley comes on the show.
Yes.
And she's a very well-rounded character. She's fairly three-dimensional, that character. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking problem. Because everyone else is, you know, a big broad stereotype, right? And you can keep going to that well. And the Kirstie Alley, you can't go to that
but
well.
Wasn't,
so she wasn't able to get the laughs the other characters were getting.
I disagree with you because I think Diane's character was also well-rounded. In the sense that, yes, you're right. She was the snob character.
Uh-huh.
But her character develops, you know, when she starts to fall in love with Sam. You know, there's more dimension, more of a dimension to her character.
Oh, yeah, you can build that, but...
And so you start to see more of her that way.
Well, let me look at it this
way. So it's interesting that the female characters on that show had more interesting dimensions to them than the male characters.
Yep.
Who are basically just sort of running jokes.
Well, that's because you can play, you know, in that kind of situation, you feel more comfortable taking the guys and playing them broader. Whereas if you play the women in that way, then it looks like, oh, you're doing a weird stereotype and that's a bad scene. But you see, with Shelley Long.
Yeah.
Something recently, by the way, there was a podcast and someone asked what happened to Shelley Duvall. And now I'm worried about Shelley Duvall. I want to make sure she's okay. Shelley Long, in the first 5 minutes of the show, or first 10 minutes, that's where everyone in a sitcom is their broadest. The dumb character is their dumbest.
Yeah.
You know, the mean character is their meanest. Carla can say something like, I hope you die and go to hell. Like in the, but she'll never be able to say that in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Cause that's where everyone's taken the turn and everyone's heartfelt and everyone's now we're all loving and we're all going to hug.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the first 10 minutes you had, when Shelley is as Diane, she would do a snobby joke. It would be a joke where she would like put on airs of college and then she'd get cut down by Carla and that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Whereas Kirstie Alley, you didn't really have that. You had like, she's a businesswoman who's trying to run things. Yeah. What's her gag? Mostly reacting to other people and going, what? And that's not as strong a character comedically. It's a more well-rounded character. It's the character that someone would want to play.
Yeah.
But as far as things go, it's not the best character.
Well, she had more to her than that because she also was in love with her boss. And there was this unrequited love for her boss that I think was played for pathos and for laughs.
Okay.
You know, I can't speak to the entire run of the show, of course, because the problem with shows like that, you're right, every character has a particular you know, stereotype or archetype that here's they the represent.
Note, here's the note they play, tired, yeah. And then it, by the end, it's all one big song. But off the top, you're hitting the G, and the G is the mean.
Yeah.
And then the A, and the A is the dumb.
Yeah.
And we're gonna play everything back and forth that way, and then we're going to bring in someone new. Who's this person? Oh, they're the long-lost love. Well, and it was unrequited in high school, and they thought they were a jerk, and they were a nerd, but now they're handsome, and what are you going to do? And play it all up. Everyone does their big characters off the top, and by the end, we all learn something. And you know what? Real love yeah. can be friendship. And it doesn't have to be that unrequited love from high school. Because you know what? She deserves better than that guy.
She does.
Because you know what? He became a snob after he got his act together.
Yeah.
I know he's rich.
But
we're not going to find that out, though, till the very last second. And you find out he was a millionaire. And they're going to be, oh, no, I wish we'd still married him. That's your damn sitcom.
Yeah. It does get tiring. And so you stop watching it. That's my...
Yeah. And you feel like at one point, someone's got to have an intervention for Norm. Because that guy's going to die. Right?
He's still clearly. Around, though. He's still around.
The actor is, yes. Yeah. But the character Norm, I'm sure, is dead.
But it seemed to me, I just thought they were the same person. I didn't think that George Wendt in real life was any different than his character, Norm.
Do you think it was just George Wendt?
Just I think sitting on just a, him, yeah.
All right.
I think maybe. He really drank beer, really ate the pretzels and stuff there. He didn't right. pretend to. He just guzzled it down the whole show. Till the last act, the reason he seems so much friendlier the last act is he's just blind drunk.
Do you know what's weird was like when
he's a friendly drunk.
He is a friendly drunk that you know of. You don't know he could go home and be a horrible person and kick his dog around the hedge.
We all have to have a hobby.
Kicking the dog around the hedge?
Yes.
How many dogs do you have?
How many hedges do I have? That's,
that's
question,
a good point. Maybe. That's an even better point. Here's where it was interesting was like, you had the characters on Cheers who were, for the most part, broad stereotypes. For the most part. And again, I know, last 5 minutes, everyone gets a soul.
Yeah.
Their soul vanishes and the soul comes back. I get it.
Yeah.
But then when they had Fraser and the spinoff of Fraser,
okay.
All the characters were a little bit raised, a little bit more well-developed.
Yeah.
You know, there still were archetypes, but less so. So it was weird whenever they had the crossovers and they had like Ted Danson or, you know, Shelley Long came on there and they okay. were playing their characters from Cheers.
Yeah.
It was jarring and it was like, wait, no, this is, the clown just showed up. Very, no, what? Huh? What's this all about?
I got tired of Fraser much quicker than I got tired of Cheers. But that may have just been when I was a kid, I would sit and watch television.
Well, you hate tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Oh, who likes that? Does that sound good to anyone? Seriously, people out there. Tossed salad and scrambled eggs mixed together? Really?
Oh, no, you don't mix them together. I would say it on the side.
Oh, okay.
Do you think you have scrambled eggs on a tossed salad?
I thought that's what they're talking about in the song.
That sounds pretty bad.
It does sound terrible.
You go to eggs, you get your eggs Benedict at the Dutch Pancake House okay. here. You get a little side salad with your eggs Benedict. That's
want
pretty
it.
Good. Oh, I
want,
disagree.
I want cooked potatoes with it.
You do get cooked potatoes as well. You get hash browns, you get your eggs Benedict. And,
what
and
kind of
get,
salad is it?
What it's like a it's just like a green salad with like a dressing on it with like a little bit of cucumber
for breakfast.
What's wrong with that?
No,
it's delicious,
no.
folks.
No,
it actually is quite delicious.
You shouldn't have salad for breakfast.
Actually,
unless it's fruit salad.
I'll tell you, I actually do have salad for breakfast more often than not. That is probably the breakfast that I like the most is salad.
Hmm.
Which is because whenever I go out for breakfast, it's the shits. You know, because you know it's all eggs.
Yes,
and I've said this before, and some form of pig. You yes. know, how is the pig? The pig today is bacon. What the pig was? What else you got? We got ham. What else you got? Sausages. Yeah. Oh, beef sausages? No, pork sausages. Well, it's just one goddamn thing. You know, it's just the same damn thing. You know, so it's some variation on that, and then some potatoes, yeah. and you eat that, and then you just put a layer of Vaseline on my face, and I'll wear it for the next 2 hours.
You should get, that's how you I should feel. Get a little more modern and get the pulled pork. That's different.
Is it? I think people are pulling our pork with that whole thing right now. You know, pulled pork, huh?
Yeah,
I know. Listen, once something reaches Wendy's it's time. It's done, right?
Yes, I feel that
it's
way.
It's done.
Too. Yeah.
It's like
time
when
is done.
It's like if there's a trend and McDonald's uses it in an ad, it's done.
Yeah.
Right? If they use a slang term like not in a McDonald's ad, it's done.
Yeah.
We're over. You know, which is why, unfortunately, rap died about 20 years ago. Because that's when McDonald's used it. You know, I'm rapping Ronald and I'm here to say, well, we're done.
We're done.
That's the end of it.
Isn't that just the end of white rap?
Yeah, I think so. That's possible. Really white face rap.
Because I think,
like, there's no one whiter than Ronald yes, McDonald.
There's no one. So that's why the Insane Clown Posse isn't as popular as it once was.
Mm.
Because of that McDonald's ad. Is that what you're saying?
Well, also because of Ritalin.
Ritalin is
Well, they're medicated now, so they're not that insane.
They're... They're more eccentric clown posse.
You know, yeah. They go their own path, and it's fine. Mm-hmm.
Different clown posse. It's a little...
Differently little abled.
Off. Little off.
Yeah.
A little off clown posse.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you hear that the... what was it? The International Federation of Clowns, I think. They're complaining now about the new American Horror Story. Because there's a killer clown on it. A killer clown,
yes. That's right.
And so they're protesting that. Did they see The Dark Knight? Have they seen any Batman?
Yeah.
Like, that ship has sailed.
You think the Joker is a Joker a clown, though?
Yes, of course the Joker is a clown.
Hmm.
What makes a clown?
Red
White
nose.
White face?
White face, red nose.
Not necessarily red, but he's got the clown mouth. He's got clown hair.
Not really.
He's got a squirting flower.
He's dressed like a clown, like I dressed like a clown at Halloween. Not really.
What were you?
You know what I mean?
No, like, no, I don't. So well, you don't dress, wait a second. So you were a child. Yeah. I'm assuming you're talking
about. I'm not talking about a child. I'm talking about when I was a teenager.
You were a teenager, and you dressed as a clown.
I never dressed as a clown. But let's say whatever I dressed as a teenager.
Oh, this is just a bag of lies.
Whatever I dressed as a teenager, it wasn't that great.
It was half-assed.
It was half-assed. No. And that's what I feel about the Joker.
Do you think the Joker is
he's like, yeah, he's like a guy who was late for an office costume party, like an office Halloween party.
Right.
That's the best he could do, and he's bitter and twisted about it.
Okay.
Because someone made fun of his bad clown costume.
Okay, listen, man. Here's the thing. The Joker
if
is
that's
called,
a clown costume, I don't believe it.
The Joker is called the Clown Prince of Crime.
The Clown Prince of Comedy.
No, not of comedy. Oh. He's not funny. Have you ever laughed at a Joker joke? Well, maybe in The Dark Knight. There was a couple of pretty funny ones.
But then he's not really a clown, is he, if he's not funny?
No, he is a clown if he's not funny. Point made!
Clowns are
winner!
Funny. No, that's
winner.
Not true.
Oh, okay. Tell me the funny clown.
Clowns are funny.
Name one.
Well, I don't
name
know
Name a clownish
names?
Moment ever in history.
I don't know
in the history
names?
Of any... Oh, wait, sorry. That's a weird thing
when
to say.
When I was a kid...
No, you're saying like clowns are funny.
Okay, the classic Emmett Kelly. Do you want me to say a name?
Sure. Give me a moment. Emmett Kelly didn't make people cry.
He did not make people cry.
Emmett Kelly did make people cry as well. He was a tender clown.
If you went...
Look at his paintings.
I went
so
to...
sad, you hobo clown.
Well, that's a different thing
looking
entirely.
Looking at a duck.
That's a different thing entirely.
Duck's looking up at him.
Nah, blah. No. I'm talking about like going to a circus.
You're going to a circus.
And you see the clowns.
And you're laughing.
You never went as a kid when you
I did.
And you didn't laugh at the clowns when you were a kid.
Here's the irony.
Come on.
Let me tell you the irony.
Come on.
Let me tell you the irony.
Seriously.
I went to the Ringling Brothers Circus.
Okay.
Okay. The main clown they had,
yes.
Because it was sponsored by McDonald's, was Ronald McDonald.
Okay, that's bad.
Let's just bring this full circle.
Yeah, no.
But really, do you find... No, I mean, I'm sure there's some funny clowns. Bless them.
Yeah.
But... Clowns
like,
on the whole.
I like acrobatic humor. I like pratfalls.
Acrobatic humor.
Yeah, I like pratfalls.
Wait, no, you've just said a term that I have never heard before.
Okay.
Okay. Like it's a thing. Like there's a thing like, you know, acrobatic humor.
Yeah.
Okay. Please give me an example.
Slapstick, like Buster Keaton or Charlie Chaplin.
Okay,
or
all right.
People who were not trained gymnasts, but had acrobatic skills.
Now, would you say...
And were able to do pratfalls and
Buster Keaton
slip.
Is a clown.
I would say he has clownish aspect. He has big feet, like his shoes are really big. Same with Charlie Chaplin.
He puts on some makeup.
Wears bigger shoes.
There we go. Charlie Chaplin, clown?
Yeah.
Marx Brothers, clown?
No.
Really? Because Groucho Marx.
Harpo would be, not Groucho.
Oh, do you think clowns have to be silent?
Yeah. I think it's more about pantomime and physical comedy than it would be about talking.
How about when Chico's doing his piano jokes?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't.
Interesting.
That wouldn't fit into like a clown.
I'd say Groucho is dressed the most clownish and has the clownish, you know.
Well, you wouldn't say Groucho or Harpo's dressed clownishly? He wears a wig.
He does?
He's got like a big kind of broken top hat.
But facially, he's got the makeup. He's got the makeup that a clown would have. The big eyebrows. The big clown eyebrows.
Kind of.
And mustache.
Yeah, exaggerated.
But I'm not.
They're not working out of a clown.
And for all background. That I'm not actually slamming clowns. Clowns are fine. But getting back to my point, if you're complaining about murder clowns, you got to complain about the Joker or just leave.
Let's say it. Complain about it.
Complain about it.
That's a real clown, Pennywise, whatever his name is.
Right.
There's a killer clown. Why aren't they complaining about that killer clown?
Mm-hmm.
That killer clown's left town a long time ago.
Now, here's my other problem,
Dave. Probably because he wasn't really a clown. He was a gigantic telepathic spider.
Thanks for the spoilers.
I'm saving people a week of hard work. Hard labor.
And who starred in that movie? Harry Anderson.
Full circle.
Full circle, jerks. Here's the thing about that's weird. Killer clown.
Which one? Oh, the killer clowns. From Outer Space. There's a movie.
Yeah. Okay, here's my big problem with that.
Why are they complaining about that movie?
Well, here's... Okay, let me just state my issue.
Okay.
There's actually been a killer clown in real life that was horrible. There was John Wayne Gacy.
Yes,
he dressed as a clown and killed people.
Not well dressed as a clown, but okay.
Okay, but he addressed it. He was a.
He went and entertained children.
Yeah,
as dressed as a clown.
And then he was also a murderer.
He was also a murderer.
And also, he was a clown slash serial killer.
But let's be a little fair, more fair to clowns.
Okay.
Is that I think he dresses as a clown.
Yes.
To entertain children in order to hide the fact that he was a twisted murderer.
Fair enough.
So the clown in that case
yep.
is not the evil thing. The clown is the innocent facade hiding the twisted murderer behind it. You know, so when he was
pretty dark, okay, yeah.
But you know what right. I mean? Like yeah, when he's wearing the clown costume, he wasn't being a murderer then. He was being an children's entertainer.
Well,
and going into hospitals and making kids laugh.
I don't know if you turn the murderer like off when you. I mean, admittedly,
no. He doesn't turn the murderer off, but he's hiding the fact that he's a murderer.
Yeah, he's a hiding murderer behind, and a clown.
He was a friendly guy. People liked him.
Yeah,
but everyone liked John Wayne Gacy. When they found out he was a murderer, they were aghast.
Right, that's the normal thing.
Well, no, it's not. It's not like a Jeffrey Dahmer where you knew the guy was a weirdo. And the only thing you're not surprised about is why didn't he get caught sooner?
But the normal thing is you're surprised he was a loner, kept to himself, just seemed like a regular guy. Yeah, that's.
But John Wayne Gacy didn't keep to himself. He was a real out-and-about Rotarian Elks Club guy.
Fair enough. I'm going to go back.
Ran a business.
I'm going to go back to my original point, though, which is there was a serial killer
yes.
who was a clown.
He wasn't a clown, but okay.
He was a clown.
He dressed as a clown, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
He was a clown.
But when you say it like that, you make it sound like he dressed like a clown and he killed people.
It doesn't. Yeah, he did. You just said the right sentence.
He did not dress like a clown.
Yes. And he killed people. Yes.
And
not while dressed like a clown.
It's important to make that distinction, I think.
I don't think it means a lot to the people being killed or anybody.
Apparently, I never heard of them, the International Federation of Clowns.
Yes.
That I think is fake.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's the Associated Federation of Clowns / Clowns International Organization.
Okay.
That's the proper
sure.
term for that. The AFL-CIO.
And Clowns Against Drunk Drivers.
Clowns Against Drunk Drivers.
CAD. All right. But here's the
thing. Why did I think that was going to spell COD for some reasons?
Really?
I can't spell. That's the way I thought that. Because I'm unable to spell. We've answered that question, everyone.
Absolutely. But here's my thing. Once you've had someone, the association between clown,
mm-hmm.
serial killer,
yeah.
in real life,
yeah.
does that not stop the fake ones from being anything in the future? It feels like then we're done, right? Like once something in real life, then why do you want to go like I can understand when you've got your clown who's a space spider. All right, that's going crackers bananas. But like now that we've had it in real life, then you don't have to put it in fiction anymore, man. Mm-hmm. We've had it. It's done. You know, you don't.
Well, it's a bit different. I mean, the character from American Horror Story, that character is, I'm not too sure what he is. He's sort of
I'm not sure either.
He's a backward sort of a
character.
He
was wandering down the side of the road and some stuff, and he's just killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's got two kids trapped in a wagon in the woods.
Sure. There
and
you go.
And now he seems to have teamed up with some spoiled scion of a southern aristocrat.
Understood.
Sort of washed
up aristocrats. But the idea of the killer clown is a pretty standard kind of thing. And it feels like after it's been real, then we don't do the fiction no more, right?
Well, we all remember that the scariest Fantasy Island episode was the one with the clown in it. Do you remember that one? The person had those nightmares and they had the clown? Oh my gosh, that was scary.
Okay. All right. Sure.
When I was a kid, I liked clowns a lot. Like, I never thought of them as scary.
The scariest Fantasy Islands for me were the ones where Rourke just directly fought the devil, where the devil would just show up on the island. And Rourke would, like, fight them, and you went, like, something's some weird deal with Rourke there. Like, he's...
That's kooky.
Is he an angel, or what's the situation? It's weird.
That is kooky. No, that was the scariest one for me, because it was, like, this weird dream, and it was all done in kind of slow motion.
Well,
weird,
fear of clowns is a pretty standard fear.
I was never scared of them. I mean, I'm not scared of them now, but, I mean, that was, like, the first time I was introduced to the idea that clowns could be scary,
mm-hmm.
rather than my previously held feeling that clowns are fun. There's I don't know if you know Screen Junkies, they're a YouTube thing. They did a really good one where they're showing scary movies to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, they show a scene from It.
Okay.
And the girl's like, this little girl, she's watching, and she goes, oh, I like clowns.
Mm.
And then, of course, he opens his mouth and it's full of these terrific, scary fangs. And then she's all, I don't like that clown. But I thought that's how kids feel. They like clowns.
Yeah.
They don't get our weird adult
twist
in this sort of clown thing. Clowns are fun. They're made up, safe feeling adults.
I'm sure there are some kids who are scared of clowns. I'm sure there are.
Well, I think, if they were, maybe they had a bad experience, you know, with clowns, but I don't think it's like a natural feeling.
Well, the old thing about a clown where the circus jumping out at you, that's no good. Don't be doing that to kids when they're too young.
I guess, but we were up in the stands quite a far away. I mean, you know, they drove out in their car and 8 or 9 of them got out of the car and they took the ladder out of it that was really long. Sure. And stuff like that. It was
good quality material.
Great gags. Yeah.
I got nothing.
I really enjoyed that.
I got nothing against clowns.
As a kid. I mean, because as a kid, I loved like silent film comedy.
That was fine. And I actually liked the character of the Joker. He wasn't murdering people back then when I was a kid, too. Yeah. He was just a jerk.
He's just a jerk.
He was just a jerk. By the way, now that I'm thinking about it, you know what? Screw it. Screw that book. Screw that movie. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Why?
Well, because you're Stephen King, and you're the master of horror. Whatever. Let's say.
Sure.
He's done enough that I'd say.
Let's go along with that.
He's in the top five.
Let's agree with you.
Top five.
Yes.
So
of mass production. He's the top five.
Okay. There you go. We're going to have him on the show sometime.
It's like saying McDonald's is like top five burgers because they make so many of them.
Yeah, I'd say that's accurate.
No.
They don't.
I mean, they're fine, but
the cheeseburgers are pretty good.
So are the Big Macs, but I'm not going to put them up there as the best of the best.
Oh, we were talking just on terms of quality?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sure there's.
Stephen King has a total tin ear.
Mm-hmm.
He has a tin ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you read his books, there's nothing anyone does that feels real.
Okay.
You don't notice when you're a kid because you don't know what reality is like. Like when you're a teenager and you're reading his books, you're like, I guess that's how adults act. That makes sense. And then when you get older, you read it and you go, what the fuck are these people doing? This doesn't make any sense. This is not even how people talk in their own minds. Blech.
Fair enough. So,
again, also, why kill someone with a lawnmower? That's dumb.
This is going to really make it awkward again when we have him on the show. But here's what I'm saying about it. So you got like everything to draw from.
Yes.
Like you can make up anything in the world. And you decide to do two things. One, it's an alien. Oh, those are scary.
Yeah.
But it's an alien who's a scary clown.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, so you're going for clown. That seems a little easy. Clown that eats kids.
Yeah.
Really? That also seems kind of easy. You know, because everyone's scared of clowns already, basically. There's a clown phobia thing.
Yeah.
All right, and he eats the kids. Hey, that's terrible. And lives in the sewer. Yeah. Okay, that's also kind of scary, I suppose. But wait, he's really, oh, this will be the original bit, a giant spider. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
That's exactly how I felt when I got to that last part of the book.
Yeah, he might as well be your dad taking his belt off. Like, all right, we're all scared of a certain thing. That's just going too easy. That's like, really, you're just picking from the top of the cheap scares pile. Yeah.
Well, it's like a 600-page book, and you've read through it all. And, you know, admittedly, I was working a graveyard shift at this time, so I had some time to kill. But, you know, so I get to this point in it, and I get, you know, it's like 20 pages to the end, and it has this big reveal. And then you're looking back at the preceding 580 pages that you've read, and you're like, what a waste of my life. Why did I...
Yeah, did you notice the scenes where he's going, I love eating flies? Remember when he was saying that? And would slip the word web in by, like, accident?
No.
You know, and you went like, maybe he's really a spider.
Yeah, I don't remember
You know, that. From space. A space spider.
Space spider.
Who becomes a space clown who eats our children when he's in the sewer. And shut up. Shut up. This is like a bunch of kids sat in a room and just came up with all the scary drawings that they could. He just put them all together and said, let's make this a book.
Well, it's cut between two things because they're adults who come back together to try and stop this thing.
Right.
And then you also see their experiences as children.
Is it because when you're a kid, the scary thing is clowns, and when you're an adult, the scary thing is spiders in the bathroom that you have to kill?
Yes.
Would the spider be holding your tax returns in its hand, too, and just waving them, and your mortgage, and like, oh, mortality and taxes. You know, it's everything cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There's a local stand-up comedian who I will not name, but he is... That's the scariest movie he ever saw as a kid. Like, he saw it at a time where it really messed him up. Like, if you even bring up the movie to him, like, he'll bring it up sometimes and he'll go like, but I can't really talk about it past that point. I went, okay.
Yeah.
And I said to him, because he had moved from, you know, states to here, you know, they shot that here, right? Like, what? No. They actually shot, and we were in a club, and like outside was where they shot like one of the scenes, one of the main scenes. And I pointed it out to him, and it just looked like he was going to shit his pants. It was like, because it's like, this is the location for, you know, they shot. No, I didn't know the. Oh, yeah, that's the park over there where they did that and this. And a friend of mine was the spider's like sixth leg. And he was Harry Anderson, bringing it back to Harry Anderson, stand in because he was the same height as Harry Anderson. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it just messed him up. It was basically like saying, you know, we're in the house from The Shining, right? What? Poop. And.
Yeah, that's. I'm just trying to think of what film for me would be so scary that I saw as a kid.
Amityville Horror.
That's Amityville Horror for you?
Well, I didn't even see the show. I saw the In Search Of talking about it with clips from it.
Yeah.
And it was just all the scary scenes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be the one. I've done the Google Earth thing, mm-hmm. where our Google Maps thing, where you go and you look at what the house looks like now. They've changed the windows.
Yes.
But it's there. The house still remains.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, and I don't believe in ghosts, but I would be freaked out to go inside that house.
It was basically a scam put together by the people. But it was effective. I don't know. I don't remember. I guess Officer and a Gentleman. That's a film, though. I don't really know.
You're scared of sit-ups?
Scared of responsibility. The whole scene where he comes
scared
in.
Scared of having nowhere else to go?
He comes in and picks her up and takes her out, carries her out.
What do you do? Do you have to carry her for the rest of your relationship?
You're back. To me, that looks so painful. No, I don't know. I don't know if there's a film. I know I'm not a big, I don't get scared that easily.
Mm-hmm.
So those kind of films, I more enjoy them than I dread them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going on a roller coaster ride. It's just sort of fun.
Well, to me, what happens is the movie starts me off and like the movie ends and then, all right, we're going to cut to the sequel that's in my head.
Yes,
now, good night. And my head writes the other part of the movie, which is scarier than that.
Yeah.
So that's the bad part, which is really bad. Like when you have like a David Lynch stuff and he doesn't really show you anything. Mm-hmm. Well, we're just going to let the movie theater in your head play up these reels. And that's just going to be more terrifying.
His is way more, it's interesting. I watched, that's totally going off the topic, but.
We don't have a topic, Dave.
Okay.
I think the topic was Harry Anderson.
That's your topic?
Yeah.
Well, this is going off the Harry Anderson topic.
Okay.
Because I watched a film last night called The Counselor. Do you know this film? Did you see this movie? It's a Ridley Scott film. It's based on a Cormac McCarthy novel, I believe, and Cormac McCarthy wrote the screenplay for it.
Okay.
Cormac McCarthy also wrote the book that No Country for Old Men was based on. And they both end the same. I'm not going to give it away, but they both end with a speech out of nowhere. This is a warning to people. If you haven't seen Old Country for Old Men,
okay.
or The Counselor, and by the way, I've been told that you should see the longer version of The Counselor, which I did not do. I watched the version on Netflix, I think, which is the short version. But anyway, so at the end of the film, both films, there's a character talking.
Yeah.
And you're watching, and you're kind of thinking to yourself, I wonder what we should have for dinner tomorrow night. This film's been long. I guess it's pretty much in. What? It's over? What?
Wait.
Did I miss?
Wait.
Yeah.
We're not talking the same. We can't be. You're not talking, what's his name's? It's not a Meta Marriage Counselor, right?
No.
Oh, this is a very different movie. Okay. Please continue.
Yeah. This guy's a lawyer.
Okay. Good.
Who gets involved in a drug deal.
I was thinking
deal.
Of the movie Temptation, Secrets of a Marriage Counselor. Sorry. It's a Tyler Perry movie.
Okay.
Yeah, which also has a narrator and there's a twist to it and whatever, but please continue. And there's a big speech.
I don't think this movie has a narrator. It's not narrated, but it just has like, this character at the end sitting and talking.
Okay.
Just like you saw an oak.
Yes.
And so the actor, Eyebrows.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones is talking and he's telling this guy a dream and then the movie ends.
Yeah.
But you weren't listening because you were kind of, it is something.
Why would you?
Something exciting had just happened.
Yeah.
And so you were thinking about that.
And you're waiting for the next exciting thing to
happen.
Yeah,
and your mind kind of drifts because
this is the time to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because old man's yapping.
Sure.
And you got no time for old men.
And then. And then just before you know it, the credits are rolling and you're like, what the bleep? I missed the speech.
Yep.
And the same thing in this film. I was kind of, something exciting had happened. And then I was kind of, you know.
Did you rewind and watch it again?
No. Can't be bothered. It's quite late. I was tired.
Okay.
Movies one time, man. I'm going to watch it again because I want to see the longer version, though. I want to compare the two.
All right.
So I'll pay more attention.
So is your recommendation to see this movie or
I thought
not?
It was good. I thought it was really good.
Okay.
I've heard people say it was bad, and I've got to say I don't think it was bad. I think it was bad if you're not in the mood for a film that's just this absolutely bleak and dismal, then that's a film you want to see. That's what you feel like if you're like, you know what I feel like watching? A film that's no fun at all for anyone in it.
Okay.
That's a film that you should watch. That's, you know, but... But, you know, No Country for Old Men was like that. I want to call it Old Country for No Men.
No. That's you want to call movie. It Old Country for Cold Men. And old, it's all cold men in Canada in a very old country.
Old Country Time for No Lemonade. It was...
I don't know about that
that's
one.
That's too...
I don't know
want
if
to
that,
see that movie?
I don't know if that all connected.
You don't want to see that
I think
movie?
If you're... If that's... I don't think all the wires connected to the TV and I don't think we're getting a picture.
So...
I think the video cable is still swinging on that one.
Because Old Country for No Men is a very bleak film as well. Like it's pretty much like, you know,
unless you take it as a comedy.
The most hopeless film you ever see. And I don't think it's intended as a comedy, but that's
nope.
One way to look at it.
Yep.
And I guess you could watch
this chunk.
I guess you could watch this film as a comedy too. But I don't know if you'd be
look at that haircut. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it is kind of. Actually, he's in it too. That Javier Bardem is in this film, and his wife. What's her name? His wife.
Quarter Bardem. No. There's half a Bardem, and then there's the quarter Bardem, and that's his wife.
You know who I mean. You know what I mean, everybody. I can't.
I don't know who it is, but I assume it's a very pretty European lady.
She is. She's a Spanish actress.
Oh, I'm sure she's beautiful.
And they're married.
Good
for
them.
She was in Vicky Barcelona.
Oh,
Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Is that? Are you thinking Woody Allen?
That's what I'm getting it mixed up with. The toothsome Woody Allen.
That's right.
Yes, the comely Woody Allen. No, it's a Spanish actress. And yeah, it's a good film. It's a good film. I recommend it.
Let me.
Like I say, I've been told that we should see the longer version.
Okay. I saw Skeleton Twins this week.
Skeleton Twins.
Yeah, Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig.
Okay.
In a non-comedy.
Oh.
That the best parts are the comedy parts.
Yeah, of course.
And Luke Wilson. And everyone does their best.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine.
Okay.
Everyone's just fine. You take out your art house bingo card.
Okay.
And you go like, okay, and troubled childhood, and this and this, better? And all this element, and blah, blah, blah. And where's it going? And that's where it's going. And
Did they go to a small town?
They are in a small town.
Did they go back? They have to return to their childhood in a way? Wow, we really are checking off a lot.
Yep. Do they walk through a graveyard? You bet they do. Well, do they talk about their past? They certainly do.
Are they dealing with bad parents?
Missing parents? Lost parents? Yes. Okay. Yes. Both. Yeah, yes. Okay. Keep going. This is good. Hit me with the other stereotypes.
So is there any kind of substance abuse? One of the characters has had some trouble in the past.
There's a bit of that. I would say that's a fair call.
Their lives are kind of going nowhere.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
I like those kind of films usually, but I watched one with her, Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
And it was one with her. She had a kind of brother who was sort of autistic, and he was making a turtle shell for himself in this film that he was going to wear as armor so he could go out into public. And it's sort of similar thing. And she's looking for her father. Her father's missing from her life. And it's one of those films that you're just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. And there's music, and the music is fine.
It would not be as good as her version of Ghostbusters with her playing the Bill Murray role. I think we have established that would be pretty good.
I think they got to ditch the idea of replacing people. And like, you can't be the Egon role. You can't be the Peter Venkman role. You just got to go... Do your own thing, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do your own thing. But I think the story has to be the same.
What do you think the story has to be? They're professors, and they got nowhere else to go. They're kicked out of university. And,
not that stuff, but just the kind of overarching element of it with the gatekeeper and the woman becomes this portal and stuff like that. And
you think it has to be a woman becomes the portal?
Well, yeah, it's all women. We already established that.
No, but now, because, I mean, the Sigourney Weaver character was sort of the love interest in there as well.
The woman will be the love interest.
The woman is the woman.
They're all women. It said it's an all-women remake of Ghostbusters. All-women
leads.
No, yeah. All women.
Oh, it's just a universe with women in it.
Well, no, there's men.
Women don't exist.
There's men, but they just aren't part of the story.
Are the men the ghosts? No. How about that? It's all women except for, and it's just called Ball Busters.
Yeah.
And it's just, they hunt men.
Married ghosts.
That's right. Well, what happens? They get a call and it's like, there's a man at the hotel. We're coming out. And so they go out and there's a man, he's eating all this stuff, and they just trap him. In a loveless marriage. And that's how they trap them and they put them in a vault. And that's how it goes.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
That's good. Ballbusters.
Ballbusters. That's how it goes.
Sounds better already.
What? What's sexist about this episode?
Come on, guys.
What's wrong, guys?
Come on, guys. Gamergate, right? Am I right?
Ugh. You know what? Here's what I think. If God
wanted women to play games.
I think God, it's forgiving, but if God ever learns how to read message boards, no one's going to heaven. No one. Mm. It's like a second flood's coming. He's like, I know I said the rainbow thing, but listen, I read these comment boards. Yeah. Fuck it.
Covenant's over. Covenant's over.
Big
everyone.
Flood. That's the end of that. And there's going to be like one family who never went online, never got a computer.
Yeah.
They're just on a remote area, and they're going to be in a little boat, and that's going to be it.
No animals on it?
You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the guy will probably be a geneticist.
Oh, okay.
And he'll just like recreate all the
animals. He has a seed library.
Got a seed bank.
Got a
DNA bank.
Yeah.
I also think, you know, there's nothing that says God can't make the animals float.
That's true. It's God.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
A bunch of floaty animals. You know what?
Bunch of cows with the puffy...
According to, you know...
Inflatable devices.
Some people who read the Bible in a certain way...
Yeah.
Jesus walked on water.
Yes.
Who made that happen? God. Why can't God make a goat walk on water?
It's true enough.
Boom. So all the animals are walking on water. All the humans who have been on message boards, bloop, down to the... And that's how he just judges you. It's just like, do you got an internet account? Yeah. Okay. And then drown. It's but like, I've
never been on a message board.
You have never been on a message board. You run our message board.
Is it a message board?
Yes. Oh, what? Yes, of course
ours
you
ours is nice, though.
Okay.
Ours is like a little Eden compared to
that's
the
fair.
Other parts of the...
You've never been on a message
There's no
board.
Flaming...
At the end of every episode, we say, please post on our message board.
Well, I just think of it as a website. I don't think of it as a message board.
It is. The part underneath is our message.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Because when I think of that, I think of like 4chan, where it's just like, you know.
Yeah, huh? How about that?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Oh,
I was reading about it, though.
Yeah. I'm sure some people are nice on it.
Well, it seems like the guy who made it's nice. Like, he seems like he's made something so he could, like, talk about manga.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of became this thing. Kind of like, I don't know what to do with it.
Well, this just seems to be the thing now. If you've got good intentions when you start,
yeah.
Things are going to go to hell. And if you're, say, Zuckerberg or whatever,
yeah.
And you're stealing ideas or whatever,
yeah.
Take all the money and do all that kind of stuff. But then later on, you're going to give money for Ebola. And good for you.
Yeah.
You give $25 million for Ebola.
Yeah, sure.
So good
think
for you.
Think about Bill Gates in that one.
Yeah, Bill Gates as well. You know, yeah. You have bad unethical practices, but then you're nice near the end.
Yeah.
That's the way that story goes. So if there's anyone who's really ethical, mm-hmm. Oh boy, watch out.
Watch out.
Hell to pay.
I guess that's how it does work.
Yeah, completely is how it does work. Message boards are just, yeah, you gotta, I mean, I've said this online, like the, you know, as kids, you're told, don't talk to strangers. To me, now you gotta tell your kids, don't reply to the messages.
Don't reply to messages.
Don't reply. It's like, okay. Well, I'm just gonna straighten this person out. No.
No.
One, you're gonna waste hours.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna feel good.
Carefully crafting a reply.
Yeah. And then the person's gonna go fag. And that's the end of that.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it.
No. Well, it's the Paul F. Tompkins quote about that, which is if you're trying to, you know, debate something with a person and their goal is to hurt your feelings, they will win. Because that's much easier to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They just call you names.
Sure.
Me, 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 me. And, you know, whatever. And, you know, they just want to get a reaction because they're that kind of kid who just wants a positive or negative reaction. It's all the same.
Yeah.
Just look at me, look at me, look at me. I don't care.
So you don't think that they believe what they're talking about? You think it's just people jumping on a bandwagon and writing it for all it's
they
worth?
They can. Some of them do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen, it's really weird because with, you know, we're talking Gamergate, right?
Sure.
You know, that kind of blew up when Adam Baldwin from Firefly and Chuck, you know, did his normal thing. Like, he's been a, it's weird because I thought he was a fine fellow.
Yeah.
And then one day I shared a car with him.
Okay.
And he was a bit of a knob. And I went, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is weird. He seems, I'm talking to him. And it's normal.
Isn't he my bodyguard?
Yeah. He's great. And it can Firefly and stuff. You think like, yeah, all right. And he was a bit of a knob. He was kind of rude and snappy and jerkish. And I was like, oh, that's weird. And so later I'm just checking on his Twitter page because, you know. Maybe just say, hey, how you doing? Sorry, you know, sorry you, sorry
you,
things went the way
sorry
they went.
Sorry you blew us off?
Is a little weirdness, yeah. And then I was just reading all this right-wing stuff he had on there, and I'm like, okay, well, there are some people I know who are right-wing, and,
sure.
And but it's like, he's actively meanly right-wing, like really provocative,
yeah.
And it's just like, what's this about? You know, really active bullying? Like, there was this guy, Curtis Wiebe, who's here in town, and they got into a thing recently, and he was really being an asshole to him. It's like, oh, that's weird, but maybe I'm missing the context. Maybe there's a different context. Maybe there's something. I don't know his origin story. Here we go. And then, yeah, the Gamergate thing came up, and, like, he was kind of one of the guys at the start of it. And I was like, nah, you're just an asshole. And it's a shame, because you think, like, Joss Whedon wouldn't work with someone who was an asshole, right? He'd know. This would be...
Yeah, it's interesting because, he left when Firefly got canceled. A lot of the actors from that went on to other Whedon shows because he felt, you know, like, oh, you're my family. I've got to support you guys. So, Nathan, you can be in the final season of Buffy as the preacher character. And Zoe, is it? Zoe...
I'm not sure, but everyone's in everything,
The one character, the black actress, she went to Angel and became the goddess character.
Right.
And then he went also into Adam Baldwin went did a final season of Angel as well. It just seemed like everyone who you know, come on, I'll help you guys out.
Well, and he seemed fine then.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't this, and then somehow somehow something happened. Yeah. And weird. It feels like the Dennis Miller thing where like, and again, I've met Dennis.
Not too smart.
Well, I met, maybe. I met Dennis Miller like a couple of times because his fiance at the time was
Tawson. Yeah.
Tawson. And so he would hang out at the comedy clubs and he was like one of the sweetest guys, like really, really nice. And then things, you know, and then 9/11 happened and then all of a sudden he's supporting Bush and that's fine. You can do that. But then he just got mean, you know? And you're just like, oh, that's it's just a snowball of stuff that goes down the hill.
Well, because you're getting paid for that. So that's where you go. You know, people are interested in you and that's where you're going to go.
I guess so. I guess that might be it. And even when he was doing his talk show, though, he was still seemed to be a bit more level-headed and open to things. And then, then you got the Adam Baldwin thing, and it's just darn it! You know, it's just like I liked you.
Yeah,
don't be that. Be smart.
Well, I liked you on those shows.
Yeah,
and I projected something onto you wasn't there.
It's surprising when someone can portray someone. I mean, you always portrayed sort of jerks.
Yeah, I was gonna say you kind of portray jerks on those shows.
But feel like when someone portrays a jerk on a show, it's because they're. It's always the flip, right?
Yeah,
guy who's the biggest asshole is always the sweetest guy. They always say, Now it was weird.
Now you've revealed the truth about me on this show.
Oop!
Oh dear.
Beep, beep, boop, boop. Yeah. No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is. And again, I don't mind people who are, you know, right wing on things. You know, that's fair. But don't be Johnny
Bully. Well, you need a right wing or the plane will crash.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you could be a helicopter. Just be up top. Up top and the fan at the back.
No.
And then you're fine.
No.
Flying free.
You still need
vertical takeoff.
You still need a right and left wing.
On a helicopter?
Mm-hmm. You need stabilizers. So.
Do helicopters have right and left wings?
If you look in the back, they usually have a tail with... whatever they call this, the back ones.
Then Dave, I've got something to say to you. Dave?
Yeah?
Hot air balloon.
There you go. There you go.
Because you know what? It's all hot air, man. Yeah. Oh, everyone take a drink.
Take a drink, everybody.
And there we are.
I'm going to.
Now, if you want to get bummed out, go on Twitter and follow threads like that. It's a drag.
Yeah.
That's a stone cold drag.
I don't know how to use Twitter, I guess, because I don't actually do that.
That's for the best.
A little while ago.
You might still go to heaven.
A little while ago, I discovered that if you clicked on a comment or a tweet, it would bring you to the tweet, and then you could read the comments underneath it.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that before. I discovered it like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty good. I just didn't. There was all these kind of weird, random responses. I didn't know what was going on, so I clicked on this one, and I can read the whole chain of things now. Okay, I get it.
It's always funny to me
still
too.
Not that interesting,
when people take the time to come onto Twitter and go, "Oh, this is stupid. I don't get it." Okay, well, thanks for coming on here. It's like someone walking into a party and going like, this party's lame. I'm like, okay, what do you think's going to happen next? Yeah. Something good?
Yeah,
you know, all that can happen is you can leave and we're all going to talk about you and not in glowing terms. You have not straightened us all out. The emperor is not, thank you, boy, for telling me I have no clothes. Much appreciated. Off you go.
He and or she will have made the party, though. The party's no longer lame once they leave.
Yeah. Well, here's the story. Here's the thing about the emperor, you know, who has no clothes. The thing you don't.
It was a penguin.
Well, there you are.
Yeah.
The thing you don't know about the end of that story is, you know, it goes with like, you know, the king's out there and then the boy laughs and goes, he has no clothes.
Yeah.
And everyone laughs and it's that thing. And you don't know the next chapter is the boy is executed. Because you do not do that to the emperor.
Yeah.
And then the next day the emperor is out there naked again. And you know who says fuck all? No one. It's just all, everyone shuts up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the emperor is a bit of a perv.
He really is.
Yeah. He just like strutting it out.
He just pretends that he thinks that he actually has clothes.
That's
He knows he doesn't.
That's right.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Leave
the kids at home.
He's all in your face. He's all up in the grill.
That's right. That's the way it goes. So, Dave, this brings us to our hour
point. Yeah. I think let's keep it short this week. Short and sweet. Like me.
All right. Most people don't know that Dave is a dwarf.
Thanks.
Dave is actually two dwarfs in a large man suit.
In a robot suit.
And every week he swaps. Why would it have to be a robot suit?
I don't know.
Why would you need two dwarfs then? Then you just need one dwarf who's running the robot suit. There's no... What? What does the robot do then? Because it's two people.
One dwarf in each leg.
Wow. Does that work?
Well, because they have...
That wouldn't even be able to move them then if they're each in a leg.
Well, yeah, they're controlling the servos or whatever.
Why don't you... Oh, okay. This is a waste of robot. I think you have two guys then.
Okay.
You know what this sounds
two
like?
Different. We're both controlled by dwarves.
I think both of these sound like shitty Stephen King books. One is RoboPants.
One's RoboPants, okay.
Yeah. And one is Two Deadly Dwarfs.
Okay.
One is called Short Fuse. Mm. And it's about a dwarf that gets really angry and another dwarf that tries to stop him from murdering. But you don't know which dwarf you're dealing with. So it might be one dwarf goes, I'll lead you to safety. The other guy's coming and he's crazy. But you don't know. This might be the crazy dwarf.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know.
So you got to like, no. And then all of a sudden, you know what you find out? He's Ebola. Stephen King is out of ideas.
He's done.
Yeah. And the robot is really sexist towards female gamers for no damn reason.
Just playing all the popular things right now.
Yeah.
Just keep it
you
going.
You can't play Contra. You don't understand the depth of character. I'd never let you be my defender. Yeah, it's really weird. And he's old school. That's the thing. He doesn't think they understand the old school games.
That's right. Galaga, Defender.
Yeah. He will not play Ms. Pac-Man. He refuses to play Ms. Pac-Man.
Hashtag Gamergate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Let's not hashtag things.
What's going along with your joke, man?
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I thought I was helping.
Thank you very much.
Didn't expect to get jumped on.
No.
I didn't expect to become David Gate. Hashtag David Gate.
I'm trying to think of a joke right now, and I can't.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think of something to do with going back to heaven and it being Pearly Gate. It's just something, someone's being banned from heaven and it's Pearly Gate. But I can't think of anything. I can only think of the punchline. So if you can think of the setup out there, please enjoy your own joke.
So someone being refused to be, being refused to be let in?
The joke goes, I just know the punchline.
Okay.
I just know it's Pearly Gate.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I'm very, very sorry. I wish there was something more I could do.
Okay.
David, I'm very tired.
I understand.
We've both been doing some heavy lifting today.
We have.
You were helping a friend move?
I helped a friend move. Comforted my daughter.
Right. By saying, you know, what's the most comforting thing, hon, when you've been in a tragedy like this?
Yeah.
Helping someone move.
That's right.
So help me move this couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, well, I just said to her, at least you weren't playing video games.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag Gamergate.
And then she went, Dad, you know you don't say hashtags out loud. And then you went,
I do.
Hashtag oops.
That's what I said. Hashtag dumb dad.
I'm just picturing someone now at a wedding toast and just ending with hashtags. Just like, no, you don't. Did you just get all these from Twitter? Maybe.
Hashtag all up in her dress.
Anyway, good for hashtags making a comeback.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, my arms are sore too. I dropped off a bunch of comic books. We've had too many comic books. I wanted to get rid of them and send them to a good home, and was able to thanks to Leonard Wong, a local comic book. He's a teacher. He also runs comic cons here in Vancouver, and he's got this. It's not going to say charity, but he does a thing where he gets, you know, kids to read comics as a literacy thing.
Yeah.
And so they're all in good hands and being read by the youth of today.
That is
good. So that
good.
Feels good.
Good news.
Yeah.
Good news, everyone. I also cleared out a bunch of comics and gave them to a teacher at Lisa's school. His kids love comics. So we shifted I believe it's called a shitload of comics onto these children. And it's up to them to decide what they want to read and what they don't want to read.
Exactly.
They can throw them out.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to do that, so I'd rather just shift the load.
It's very hard to throw stuff out.
Oh, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Anyway, if you ever come to visit us, and some of you listeners are coming to visit us in the next little while, we will just give you comics if you want some comics. That will happen. By the way, as we said last week, if you entered our question contest and you send us your address, so we've had a couple of people send us their address, we will send you a prize package.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was the official prize winner, but everyone who sent in a question will be getting a prize package. So if you want your prize package, give us your address, and that will be sent off to you.
So we were going to – what was in the prize package?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
It's mystery stuff.
Mystery.
And that way, if I don't get the thing I want done, I'll just send something else, and they won't know.
Good idea.
So let's just keep mum about
that. I might have mentioned it to one person.
And okay. And also our friend Mary Hook. Had a little bit of a rough week with like a spill or something.
Yep.
So we are going to send her
Big Turk.
Big Turk. Yep. And David, good news.
Cherry Delight? I mean, Cherry Blossom, I mean?
Yeah, I found a place that sells cherry blossoms.
It's hard to find, actually.
They're up the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place called Hasty Market.
Okay.
They got to, you know, and listen, if you're listening to this, don't go like raiding it right now and going, oh, I'm going to take all the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be
no.
a dink.
No.
You know, we're gonna get some and we'll send some to her. It's probably incredibly illegal. There's a liquid center. You probably can't mail that to the States.
Probably can't. Ebola.
Yep. Yeah. It's full of Ebola.
For sure. I like how you shook your head. No, it's not. He said, no, it's not, everyone, by shaking his head.
I don't know what Ebola looks like.
Well, it looks like...
I'm so worried about Ebola, I just got a flu shot in the hopes that it would stop my Ebola.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, now I'm just not going to get the flu like a big chump. I won't be able to call in sick to work.
It's pretty terrible.
I'm my own boss, so that makes it really hard.
I know we're wrapping up, but just one last thing is I just want to thank the Caustic Soda fellas for having me on the show last week. I went on the show. I don't know when it's coming out.
I didn't know this.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes.
I knew that you were going on the show, but you, so you went to their secret fort?
I went to the secret fort. It's a very odd place because you turn into a road where you're kind of thinking to yourself, this isn't right.
Yeah. You think there should be a sidewalk here. Nope. There's a mud pit.
Why am I driving on a gravel road?
Yep.
In a major metropolitan area.
This is a place that looks like a place that would normally be called the second location.
Yeah?
Yeah. Never go to the second location with a stranger.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the second location.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go too far, it ends with your death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you wish.
Your evisceration.
You wish. That's the best scenario. That's
the best scenario.
Yes.
Yeah. So have you met the GIMP? Yeah. It's
So you sat down. You did their show.
I did the show. So I just want to thank them for having me, a very unscientific person, on their very scientific show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it went pretty well. I don't know because I don't know if I was what they wanted. So.
I'm sorry that I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I just got a text from my wife.
Oh, okay.
That's a good news, bad news text.
Okay.
Good news is my wife's very happy right now.
Okay. Bad news?
Bad news is it's because she's rented an electric violin.
Is she planning on playing The Devil Came Down to Georgia?
I don't know. I don't know where this is going.
Because you don't want to have that.
I do not know. I think
she's mounting an ELO tribute band.
Well, it's not a fiddle, Dave. It's a violin.
Yes.
The Devil Came Down to Georgia. That's a fiddle.
There's no difference between a fiddle and a violin other than the name violin and fiddle.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Really?
Really.
Really?
Really.
Okay, well, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
What do you mean everyone's entitled to their own opinion? This is a simple statement.
It's a dick move to do. It's a dick move to say. It's the thing that everyone's does not to their stop own the argument. See, that's the kind of thing you do on Twitter and everyone gets mad.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I got one more thing to plug.
Hashtag electric violin gate.
We'll tell people when your critical hit show is. Are you allowed to say what the topic is?
Caustic soda.
Sorry.
You're confusing your plug, sir.
Yeah, I am. Are you able to say the topic, or do you want to keep
it
that
was
in mind?
It was a follow-up show, so there were several topics.
Oh, those are fun to do.
Horses?
Oh, you're good on that.
Talk about horses.
You are
cancer.
A farrier.
Talk about cancer.
What? Is this the Dave show?
Basically, it was. Like, Torin wrote to me and just said, what do you want to talk? Like, what? You know, he sent me like a list of a long list of topics, which caused great fear in me. And then he said, what do you want to talk about? I was like, oh, I don't know. I just wrote back, what do you mean? Like, it was the things that relate to you. So I was like, okay. So I sent back some things that cancer, horses,
two dwarves in a robot suit.
Two dwarves in a robot suit. Enormously well endowed. Apparently that was a show.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long. Hashtag.
Because that's what you call your genitals.
That's exactly what I do call
Shelley Long.
I don't know how you knew that. I was pretty
used to be
you
called Percy Shelley Long. We just cut the name down.
I did.
Yeah.
I thought it went okay. Like, I don't know. Like, it's hard to tell. Like, I don't know. I don't know what they want. And apparently they edit quite a bit. So I have a feeling that it'll just be me saying my name and then I won't be in the rest of the show.
If you're doing that through the whole show, I don't know what you want.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
What the hell is this, guys?
Hey, Dave, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
What do you want?
Yeah. I got a little bit.
I'm just a human man.
I got defensive and maybe...
A lot of crying.
Some fighting.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a very small room. It's interesting. It's an interesting setup. Like, when you see their big setup, you go like, well, we look like amateur night, don't we?
I felt that way a little bit, but I also felt like they were people who are like... They're like tech nerds who are like, we have to do this the right way.
Right.
This is the right way to do this. You have to have all your recording equipment in another room. That's the right way to do
it. Whereas we got two microphones there plugged into a lemon that powers it.
That's right. We've got two turntables and a microphone.
Oh,
that's
how we do it. So close to getting that right. That was smooth. All right, let's pretend we were able to edit it. Hey, Dave. Let me start this off again. Okay. So, what we got here is we got two microphones plugged into a lemon.
We got two turntables and a microphone.
Please do it without laughing. Hey, every day. Let's do this. This is solid. It's a good clean edit. Clean edit. We got two microphones plugged into a lemon.
We got Gilligan's Island, two coconuts, and making a battery.
That's great. So here's my thing to plug. I do. I get married and I say I do. I do the do. Yes. I do a show once a month called The Critical Hit Show. I've heard of it. It's a live D&D comedy show.
Okay.
Now, normally that happens on the last Wednesday of the month. Not this time around because the theater has something better.
They have a burlesque.
We got the old bumperoo. So we're on Thursday, which is Thursday the 30th.
Okay.
So if you're in town in Vancouver and want to come see the show, it's at 8 o'clock. Doors at 7.
Yeah.
And it's
that's the day before Halloween. So you're performing on No Souls Day.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Hmm.
All right. That sounds about right. So if you're in town, please do come and see the show. It is a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah. And we have a listener of our show.
It's a show about playing D&D?
It's a show. It's a live. You've seen
the show. You have ladies in their cast, don't you? Hashtag Gamergate.
Yeah. I was just going to throw out a safe flight thing to our friend Gavin Pitts, is coming from Australia.
He is.
And I believe that flight is 46 hours.
It's 46 hours. Be careful that you walk around a little bit so you don't get thrombosis.
That's right. And remember, a plane needs two wings, a left wing and a right wing to fly.
That's right.
And, you know, that's how you get where you're going. And let's all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can all work together.
A little balance.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with a little bit of balance.
Yeah.
Everyone be, if you want to contact us, please go to our message board.
Dave has
no idea we have a message board, but we do. SneakyDragon.com.
I knew we had some commentary. I didn't know that was called a message board.
Do people leave messages there?
They leave comments.
Is it on a board?
No, it's on the computer screen.
Anyway, leave us a message there if you want. You can say anything you want about Dave because he doesn't read it. Or go to our Facebook page, which also has a board on it, which is Facebook. And you know how it all works.
Faceboard.
Sneaky underscore dragon is our Twitter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should have ended this about 20 minutes ago. Everyone can admit that much, right?
Yep. Even I'll admit it. And I was here.
I'm so very sorry. This has been a real it episode.
Yes.
Dave, it's up to you, my friend, to bring us home.
Well, everyone, let's all meet in the middle where the packets of peanuts are given out. And I guess they don't give out peanuts anymore, though, do they? They give out...
No, and that's why people have peanuts envy. They remember the old days.
They do.
Have peanuts.
Hashtag Percy Bysshe Shelley. Long.
Hashtag Wang. Hashtag Chung Tonight.
Thank you for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
Sorry about this episode, everybody. We'll be better next week. Bye.
Never be better than this episode. I'll get it recorded.